Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Let's go ahead and get back into the football and talk about one of our REMAX Big Three games and bring in Lee Summit West coach Vinny Kerr as well. And coach, Suburban Gold Conference, it's every week. You got a tough game and you got Park Hill this week. So it's not any different than any other week. You got another good game, but how exciting is it to be able to go and play this game in the middle of the season, knowing that, hey, district stuff's on the line, conference stuff's on the line. This is a good one.
Yeah, Park Hill is definitely one of the top teams in the back row, and you mentioned our conference, and every game is tough. You know, we played a heck of a game with them last year in an overtime match, and I'm sure it's going to be a good one this year, too.
Coach, after having gone through this week in preparation for Park Hill, what's your number one concern about Park Hill and what they bring to the table tonight?
Well, obviously, their skill kids are very good. Billy Maples, their quarterback, is somebody that we have to, you know, we have to have an eye on and slow down. And then they've got some quality receivers, Ernie Bell and a few others. You know, our goal is to try to slow them down. I don't know if you can stop, you know, the weapons that they have, but, you know, we definitely have our eyes on those guys.
How do you take a team that's got so many weapons and just kind of keep them, you know, inside the 20s of each side and not let them get in the end zone? If you have to keep them, you know, if you give up yards, keep them out of the end zone and give up those field goals. Is there a way you defend that differently, or is it just stay with your base stuff and make sure guys wrap up and don't let those guys get in space?
Yeah, I think tackling is a key, especially with their speed. I think we have to mix up what we're doing and base it up sometimes, but then bring pressure. But, you know, a team like that and a team that's so well coached, you've got to have some different answers. You can't just go with one game plan. You've got to have a backup, and that's what we've tried to do this week.
Coach, having completed the first 5 weeks of the season, what do you like most about Lee Summit West football right now?
Well, you know, the last two matchups that we've had, we faced a little adversity. Lee Summit North is a very good football team with some great athletes, and same with Lawrence High. And, you know, we got behind in those two games. And our kids really responded. There were a couple points in those games where you know, I think normal teams or other teams might have folded, and our team – They faced that adversity and fought back and had solid victories.
Well, when you look at that Lawrence game, that was really a back-and-forth game. Like, you were down early in that one. What did you guys do as that game went on to really kind of overcome that and kind of pull away from Lawrence at the end? You got a two-touchdown win in a game that was back-and-forth all night.
Well, having Phillip Brooks helps. Football. He was absolutely dynamic. Last Friday night, you know, he had 6 total touchdowns, 5 rushing. He's a special, special athlete. You know, defensively, we made some adjustments that second half. And we tackled better. Lawrence, their quarterback number one. I'm going out on a limb and saying he's one of the best athletes in the metro, if not one of the top ones. Right? He's just phenomenal running the ball, and then he's very accurate passing too. He got us over the top a few times.
Coach, when you look at your special teams and you look at what things you guys can do with your special teams because of your speed, what do you like about the kicking part of your special teams?
Yeah, Mike Wiley did a good job. You know, he missed one Friday night, you know, overall he's been very successful over the past 2 years, and we rely on him. And as far as you know, receiving the ball with Mario Goodrich and Phillip Brooks return the ball. We feel that we can score on any punt or any kickoff. Our kids are to take it home to the end zone.
Your quarterback play this year, Ben Coble's kind of been the main guy the last few weeks. How has he grown?
Well, he's he's almost at 1,000 yards passing right now, going into game 6. I'm looking at the stats. He's at 68% completion. rate, and you know, he's really commanded the offense. And then, you know, Sammy Cooper will come in now and then, not necessarily in a backup role, but just to give a different look and a different pace. And again, he has some different skill sets than Ben. And, you know, he's really been effective when he's been in there also. So we like both of those guys. And then we've also got a third quarterback that is really good, and Cade Clemens, who's our top receiver right now. But he can come in and throw it and whip it around too.
Well, it's going to be an interesting matchup. What do you think the big – is it a problem for you guys to travel to Park Hill?
No, I think you know, we'll be fine traveling. I think the heat's going to be a factor Friday night for both teams. You know, I think turnovers is going to be a big factor, who wins that battle in a matchup like this where the ball is going to be in the air a lot. I think that's going to be a key hopefully the Titans come out on top.
Well, Coach, I know it's going to be a good one, and I think it's tough to see individual matchups, but Mario against Ronnie Bell might be a good one if they hook up 5 to 7 times in the game. So that'll be
sure.
That's definitely a key matchup on who, if you guys match up against, who wins that battle. And I know both those guys have probably know each other. That seems like all these kids know each other these days, so it's definitely going to be a good one.
Sure, they're basketball buddies, I think. You know, they get after it during the winter, and both phenomenal athletes and both good kids, and they're gonna, you know, I'm sure they'll be matched up at some point and battle each other this coming Friday.
Well, Coach, it should be a good game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Coach Worms.
No problem, Coach. Good luck.